So my name is Blake Sugden. I'm the event manager for Brickwork Cider House. Two of my close friends founded the company. We all grew up together, so once they kind of got kicked off, I started working with them. And we are based right out of Toronto. Our original brewery was up near Downsview Park, and we've since joined forces with Mill Street, and we're in the process of moving all of the operations into their brewery just off the Don Valley Parkway in the city here.
What are you sampling today?
We have three ciders today. We've got our flagship product, the Batch 1904, which is a UK-style dry cider. We have our Queen Street 501, which is a semi-sweet cider. And our Field Chip Cherry, which is a seasonal limited release that we just did over the summer that was exclusively at the beer markets. And we had some, luckily we had a couple kegs left at the end of the season, so we brought those to feature those.
You had an interesting challenge to get here. Do you want to just highlight it? Because I know we were talking earlier, and there's a couple people that were a little upset you weren't here for the morning session.
Yeah, we missed it. So we've brought this, obviously you can't see on radio, but we have this great big 1949 farm truck that we've retrofitted to pour out of. And I had some issues on the road with it this morning. It broke down. I almost made it here. I made it all the way from the brewery, and literally with about a block to go, we... broke down, so I spent the morning session charging it up and got it in the door right in time for the afternoon session to go.
So you mentioned the cherry. Do you have some new material that's coming out in the next little while you can talk about?
There's lots of cool stuff happening, man. There was our peach, or the Stadium Island peach, that was a seasonal release over the summer. LCBO actually picked it up right at the end of the summer, which we were really excited about. Unfortunately, that one's done now for the year, but that'll be back as a seasonal next summer at the LCBO. And there's another cherry that's coming out. This different than the Field Chip Cherry that was featured at the beer markets. There's another one that's going to be featured in a mixer pack this winter at the LCBO. And there's a few more that I'm not sure I should divulge just yet. But yeah, there's definitely some cool stuff coming down the pipe.
Where do you get your inspiration for the samples?
Well, I can't take much credit for that. That's Adam. He's one of our co-founders and kind of our cider maker. And, from all different places. The flagship product, the 1904, as I mentioned, was a UK-style cider, and he did some cider making training in the UK, and that's kind of where that one came from. The Queen Street 501 is a bit of a sweeter apple cider, kind of specifically to go after some of the sweeter ciders in the category. And this cherry one is actually based on a Belgian cider, which name is escaping me at the moment, but it's a European style, not UK, but Belgian. And that was kind of the inspiration for this cherry one. But yeah, it's all Adam.
Excellent. And your stuff's available where?
So Batch 1904 and Queen Street 501 are both full-time SKUs at the LCBO. And the seasonals, the peach is there this summer. It's gonna be gone shortly, but it'll be back next year. Cherry will be in the mixer packs. So LCBO is our big place to find us. And then we're lucky enough to be in a lot of places around the city. We're in the Sky Dome, or the Rogers Center, I should say. BMO Fields, and tons of bars around the city. So we're pretty easy to find.
Until you grew up in Toronto.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I wish you all the best for the rest of the time here, and good luck with the evening session.
Thank you very much.